Put you on here with your Motorist Monday game plan on a Monday, April 29th, 2024, last Monday of April. Pretty crazy as far as the time fly by, as it does all the time, right? And I guess just being in the middle of it and watching it fly by, hopefully you're accomplishing good things during that time. Because it's going by anyways, right? You might as well accomplish good things. A little short message today. Hopefully to get your week started or whenever you listen to this, but definitely motivating to me as far as when I read this. This is the Wednesday reading from the Traveler's Gift, right? This is all about being a person of action, right? Being a person of action. It opens with, beginning today, I will create a new future by creating a new me. Right? The things that I do today, you guys, I'm creating a new future. Now, the new future can be a good one. It can be not so good, right? Based upon my choices and actions, like right now. Things that I'm doing right now are helping my future. Things I'm doing right now, hopefully I've learned from my past, right? My past mistakes, as I mentioned before from a former student, Sierra, my past mistakes don't define me, okay? They're there to guide me, inspire me, teach me, right? And so, since we're all leaders of ourself, first and foremost, right? Look in the mirror right now. That mirror's there. Wherever I go and continue these podcasts and shows, I need to either, you know, use my phone or have a mirror with me. It's important, I think. I'm noticing more and more looking at myself when I am talking to myself, when I do these podcasts. And then point my finger with a smile on my face at myself, right? I think it's important to be able to see yourself. The message lasts a little bit longer when you do that, right? But since we all are our leaders, right? We are leading ourselves. There's another little passage in here. And this is like 2.5 pages long, where it's a summary of Colonel Chamberlain from the Union Army during the Civil War, that the lessons, that the seven lessons for success, this is the third one. I'm a person of action, right? A little bit deeper in the summary that I read every Wednesday. As a leader, I have the ability to encourage and inspire others to greatness. Remember, a leader, yes, we're leading ourselves, but we're leading someone, more than one person typically, but at least ourselves all the time, into improvement, into getting better. Again, leaders initially, hopefully, don't sign up to make people worse, because if that's the case, they're not a leader, right? They're not a leader, they're a manipulator. They are a user, right? A leader leads, take my hand, follow me, and then they usually will pull the people from behind them and put them in front of them and blazing their own path, and they're going in their own direction because it's right for that person, right? And so this little passage, as a leader, I have the ability to encourage and inspire others to greatness. I wrote a couple notes in here. This first one that I always lean on is from almost a year ago, June 7th, I wrote this. It's really a duty to do this. Right? It's really a duty. Yes, you have the ability, but it's really a duty to encourage and inspire others to their greatness, right? To their possibilities, to their potential, right? And I also wrote on there, I must also encourage myself. That's what leaders do, okay? And then recently, just a couple days ago, I wrote on the other side of the page, that's why I use my own books, right? I don't borrow someone's book and write all over it and then give it back. There are notes in these pages all over the place, little arrows, different color ink. You know, recently I've been laying down on the bed to read this in the morning. And so my writing isn't, it's even worse than normal because I'm writing as I'm laying down, which is sometimes difficult. But I wrote the other morning, there is a huge need in the world for leaders, right? Character and serving. Character, leaders that have character and leaders that are there to serve and help others. That's what leadership is, right? So as I think about this Monday, and as I think about motivating myself, right, I'm reminding myself as a leader, I have the ability and the duty, that's what I would substitute in there or add to it, to encourage and inspire others to greatness along with yourself, right? And remember, right now, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, listening to this, this next action, the next 5 minutes, you can do something that will create a new future by helping to create a new you. A different thought, a different idea, looking at yourself in the mirror and smiling rather than looking at yourself with a frown, right? Because you're thinking about something dumb that you did and you're beating yourself up over it. And no. Those experiences are there to guide you, right? So kind of an important thing, I think, as I take lessons, repeatable lessons, right? Lessons repeated until lessons learned. As I read, these lessons every day, and it's, short 2, 3, 5 minutes, right? The Traveler's Gift by Andy Andy. And I heard, oh boy, there's a podcast I was listening to. Oh, Jim Tressel. Jim Tressel was on a podcast, and now I'm just drawing a blank. And so I'm just killing airtime here. That's not good. Oh, might have been John Gordon. No, it wasn't John Gordon. Oh my God, I gotta look for that. But anyways, Jim Tressel said he shared, this was a book that he shared with one of his Ohio State football teams years ago. And he still reads the lesson every day during the week, right? And I'm like, wow, there's somebody else out there doing it too. That's cool. But again, keep studying, keep finding things, keep finding nuggets, pick them up on your way. Find those puzzle pieces that fit your puzzle of success, right? And just remember these little nuggets. Take them with you, right? Maybe it's one that connects with you, throw away the rest, right? Just keep finding these things to help you grow, help you get better, because you do have the duty, I think, to encourage and help others along with helping yourself, okay? All right, so yeah, closing the book on that one. I look forward to getting that. Reading that one in a couple days, and maybe there'll be a new note that I add based upon this little talk, but hey, it's all good, all right? Yeah, all right, guys, keep smiling, keep helping others, keep helping yourself, and take care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See ya.
Hey, everybody, thanks again for listening to this podcast. I appreciate you sharing this podcast with others, leaving a rating wherever you listen to it. That helps other people find it, and I appreciate your time always taking time to listen to my podcast wherever you may be. So once again, find me over on Facebook at Coach2ExpectSuccess, over on Twitter at Coach2Success, Coach John Daly on Instagram, and Coach2ExpectSuccess.com. There's the website. Check out the homepage. The book list is there. Reach out to me there on the homepage. You can send me a message. Check out the blog as well. And again, thank you so much for spending your time with me today. All right, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.